Artificial intelligence continues to drive discussions across the enterprise, from the board down to the workforce. C-suites are being asked to drive not just the discussion, but strategies on how best to tap the technology before the competition does. Gartner warns, however, that AI poses unique challenges for governance that must be directly addressed to mitigate risk and take advantage of opportunities. How exactly are organizations developing AI governance, and what benefits and challenges have they experienced around AI governance is part of what we are going to discuss today. To give us greater clarity on how organizations can safely tap AI now and into the future, we are joined by Ms. Heather Gentile, Executive Director of Product WatsonX Governance, IBM Data and AI. Heather, welcome to Podchats for Future CIO.
Thank you, Alan. It's great to be here with you today.
Now, let's start off with the base. What exactly do we mean by AI governance?
By definition, AI governance is the process of directing, monitoring, and managing the AI activities of an organization. An informed AI governance strategy includes ethical considerations like explainability, fairness, robustness, transparency, and privacy to guide responsible AI adoption. AI governance helps organizations to adopt AI at scale while proactively mitigating risks to the organization, its employees, and its customers.
What exactly has given rise to AI governance? Why do we have it today?
Well, AI is a profound opportunity, but yet it poses a global challenge. AI is projected to unlock an astounding $16 trillion in value by 2023, fueling growth and helping to address some of our most pressing challenges on healthcare, manufacturing, food production, climate change, and a number of others. But this potential can only be met if people trust the technology as a force for good. The innovation opportunity to support business use cases with AI is not new. Many organizations have been adopting predictive machine learning models for years. With this, AI governance has been a focus. What we see changing globally is a shift for AI governance to be more strategic across the enterprise. With the power and innovation opportunity of generative AI, along with the costs associated with supporting very large and powerful models, there's a need for organizations to support these initiatives with a strong AI governance program. Globally, we're seeing organizations who have been adopting predictive ML models for years. They're taking the opportunity to evaluate the maturity of their AI governance framework. This is because with predictive ML, AI models were typically created in silos. These efforts were in support of individual business units, often with certain geographies, supported by data science and IT. As organizations are thinking about adopting generative AI in support of AI for business strategies, they're taking the opportunity to break down these silos, solve for gaps and blind spots, and optimize their AI governance programs across the enterprise.
Operationally, what is involved when it comes to AI governance? And could you cite some of the critical components of an enterprise-grade AI governance?
Sure. So I would say in order to establish an enterprise AI governance program, it's important to involve the stakeholders from the organization with diverse perspectives. So key contributors include CEO for organizational accountability, CIO for perspective on information technology, the CISO for information security. There's a growing involvement with the chief financial officer and risks to profitability. Marketing's involved looking at the risk to brand. From the HR perspective, employee accountability is very important. The chief risk officer provides risk to the enterprise perspective. Compliance, you know, with all this emerging regulation. And then, of course, the chief privacy officer and the chief data officer with privacy and trust in data operations. So it's these perspectives of the individuals that create an informed view of the consideration that needs to support an effective AI governance program in order for the organization to adopt AI responsibly. The program needs to consider not only how to best support AI adoption that drives innovation and business opportunity, it also needs to mitigate risk and align to the organization's ethical standards.
It sounds like you listed everybody else except for the chief operating officer in an
organization. Well, they need to be there. They need to be in there too. The list by no means is exhaustive, but you need all of that in order to have all of the right considerations that represent the organization.
we are today in a market where there are a lot of providers out there around AI governance, from your consulting organizations to technology providers out there and consultants. Are all AI governance approaches equal? And can an enterprise use the same template from, say, one industry to build their own AI governance?
So there definitely are industry-specific considerations, especially from the ethical perspective, where as an organization, it's critical that your AI governance framework considers the core values and priorities of the business as you align that with the technology. You know, I think one of the greatest common mistakes that organizations may have in trying to roll out their AI governance program is, you know, manual processes that can be inefficient and subject to human error. And so the best practice is really for responsible AI adoption to leverage technology wherever possible in order to standardize the process and push out best practices across the enterprise.
We spoke about who's involved in AI governance. What are the critical components that need to come together to form part of AI governance outside of the executive level involvement?
Mm-hmm. So it needs to become part of the organization's culture, right? If you look at what happened just a year ago, ChatGPT became a major disruptor because suddenly everyone had access to an easy to use interface and employees were very excited, right, about how this could improve the productivity of their jobs and the work that they did. And so organizations had to very quickly think about employee training, update policies and procedures in order for employees to understand the risks that using an open AI format could bring to the organization. And, you know, prior to this, there was such a focus on, you know, kind of graduating to an AI adoption level because data governance remains the foundation of effective adoption of AI. And so those organizations who, you know, were looking at how do we get our data ready so we can responsibly adopt AI with confidence quickly had to pivot and now react to general availability and the impact that it may have on their organization and the risks associated with that.
So just clarifying that, if we don't fix our data first, then the whole exercise of deploying an AI governance might be moot or ineffective. Would that be a fair statement to make?
That's exactly right, because there's a maturity curve associated with AI governance. You know, some of the key considerations include compliance from an internal policy and procedure perspective, industry standards like NIST AI and regulatory compliance legislation, risk management, employee training. You know, the models that are adopted are only as good as the data that they're trained on. You can't successfully adopt AI or be confident in the results the model is returning without good data governance and confidence in data. At IBM, we have a saying that there's no AI without IA, and IA is information architecture.
If we go back to the C-suites, could you cite some learnings for C-suite leaders and the board and in the pursuit of an AI governance strategy? What should they bear in mind?
Yeah, so, you know, I think AI governance is an ever-evolving process. As innovation opportunity changes, we see the evolution of predictive ML to generative AI, and so do the risks. So organizations need to understand what's happening on the technology front, as well as in industry from a risk mitigation perspective, while also monitoring new industry standards and regulatory requirements. I'll go back to my ChatGPT example. You know, very quickly, large reputable organizations came into the news in very negative ways because of unintended consequences of quickly, you know, using a technology that they didn't fully understand, that their employees didn't fully understand. And so, you know, it takes years and years to build a reputation, but only a small mistake like that to have to spend a lot of time recovering.
Mel, do you have any questions for Heather?
Yes, I have. Hello, Heather. Can you elaborate more on the urgency of building an AI governance? Is it an urgent need for industries to build policies around AI?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I would say that AI governance has always been important. What's changed is that it's becoming more strategic. In order to adopt AI at scale, you need to have a consistent approach across the organization. And this means doing things like breaking down the silos that may have been used for predictive ML and understanding what AI models are in place across the organization and creating an inventory of these models. mean, oftentimes organizations are surprised that they have several models doing similar things across business units in their supporting costs to maintain duplicative models. So there's an opportunity to optimize what's been done and mature the current AI governance process. And that's where I go back to involving the right stakeholders to define the organization's best practice for responsible adoption of AI, and leveraging technology to enforce that best practice is really the most efficient way to pursue the AI governance framework.
So Heather, what does IBM bring to the table when it comes to AI governance?
At IBM, we announced our Watson X platform at our Think conference, providing an integrated platform supporting three pieces to AI adoption. So the first piece is Watson X AI, a workbench to facilitate the build, deploy, testing, training, and tuning of AI models. The second piece is Watson X Data, which is a data lakehouse that provides secure access to data across any hybrid cloud. And the third piece is the Watson X governance piece. Watson X governance wraps around the platform, helping businesses to manage their AI responsibly across the enterprise at scale and manage risk and ensure compliance across the AI lifecycle. I think our solution is unique because not only do we provide governance as part of this integrated Watson X platform, it's an open toolkit that supports AI anywhere. So it's capable of governing both predictive ML and generative AI models, including third-party and open source models on any AI application. This end-to-end automated governance solution was specifically built to help mitigate AI risks and improve compliance so businesses can realize and utilize AI to its full potential.
And this is where it drives me to the last question I wanted to ask you. So if an organization were to say, we want to plan and manage our AI governance strategy, how would they approach organizations like IBM so that they are better able to plan and manage their AI governance strategy?
Yeah, so we have a number of ways. If you go to IBM.com, we have free toolkits. We have information about the technology and the ability to sign up for a demo or also create a trial account and experiment with the technology. We also collaborate with businesses across all different industries on different proof of concept programs. And those are free engagements where we'll talk with an organization about where they are in their AI governance maturity and what they're looking to do to get to the next step. And we'll come up with some objectives and use cases and collaborate together on that. And it may be remote, it may be at the client. Sometimes it's in one of our IBM innovation centers. But I think at IBM, we learn as much as the client does when we do these collaborations about what are the challenges and how can technology be helping to solve for those challenges.
As a consultant, as an advisor, what is your advice for C-suite leaders when it comes to AI governance coming into 2024?
So I think it's a very exciting time for AI overall. From the C-suite, they're establishing accountability. So it's important to be educated on what's happening for your industry. What are the opportunities? What are the risks? Are your peers getting in trouble? And do you have strong enough controls in place so that your organization isn't subject to the same types of risks? And then I'll reiterate on, you know, the importance in ethics in setting this strategy and making sure ethics is reflected in the AI governance program. So things like, how are you establishing explainability, transparency? You know, what are your controls around privacy? These are all very important things that are not only going to protect your organization, but also help you to meet the regulatory requirements as they continue to be proposed and evolve every day.
How are organizations who are maturing in their AI governance approaching ethics, which is some AI ethics to be specific, which is something that we've started to hear across the region?
Yeah, I'm glad that you brought that up because globally, we are definitely seeing a focus where an effective AI governance program needs not only to consider how to best support AI adoption that drives innovation and business opportunity while mitigating risks, but also must align to the organization's ethical standards. From this perspective, we're seeing many organizations who have been adopting predictive ML for years take the opportunity to establish AI ethics boards, similar to the approach that we took at IBM 8 years ago. So the value of the AI Ethics Board is that it aligns adoption of AI with the organization's ethical principles and values, considering as an organization, what will they use AI for and where will they draw the line and say that these are things they won't pursue? It's really a guidepost.
Heather, thank you for joining us on Podcast for Future CIO.
Thank you, Alan.
That was Ms. Heather Gentile, Executive Director of Product What's the Next Governance for IBM Data and AI, on the topic of C-Suite AI Governance Fundamentals. You are listening to Podcast for Future CIO. As always, if you have a topic you'd like us to cover on this channel, simply email us at editors@society.com. We'd also like to invite you to sign up for a free weekly newsletter so you won't miss an episode of Podcast for Future CIO. In the meantime, stay safe, have a great day, and see you on the next episode of Podcast for Future CIO. Bye for now.